If we're going to make it to maturity as Christians, we must speak the truth in love.
Dr. Tony Evans says since that's how God speaks to us,
that ought to be the standard by which we communicate.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Although none of us want to be lied to, the truth is sometimes painful to hear. Well, Dr. Evans says Christians have an obligation to share the truth, but to do so in a way that builds up rather than tears down. Let's join him as he explains.
When a football player kicks a field goal, in order for it to be good, it has to go through the uprights. These are the two posts that come up in the air, and the ball has got to go between those two posts. If it goes to the left side or the right side, outside of the post, it's called no good because it didn't go between them. There's a recognition that these two posts are the determining factor of whether you have scored a field goal. God has two posts when it comes to your maturity and my maturity and how the church should function when it comes to our communication. Those two posts are given for us in Ephesians chapter 4. He says in verse 14, as a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, but by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. He says, if we are going to be built up, if we're going to grow up, if we're going to make it to maturity as Christians, we must speak the truth in love. The two posts that is responsible for your maturity and your influence in the lives of other believers is to communicate, speak, truth in love. The two posts are truth and love that surround our communication as Christians. Truth refers to the content. Love refers to the motivation and methodology. We are to speak truth with an attitude of love. We're not to defer to one versus the other, because these two posts that stand side by side become the determining factor of whether you scored in terms of your own spiritual growth and spiritual influence. Paul's concern here is the maturity of Christians. He wants us to, what he says, grow up. Because the reality is that many Christians never grow up. They stay immature or carnal or secular, and they never grow up. And you know they're not growing up because he says they are blown about by every wind of doctrine. When the wind blows and it sounds good and feels good, that's where they're going to go. If it blows this way, they're going to go. They get shaky because they haven't grown up. When you go to the doctor, they often ask you to stick out your tongue. They don't ask you to stick out your tongue to see what your tongue looks like. They ask you to stick out your tongue because they're looking for something deeper. They're trying to see if there's a certain kind of illness or a certain kind of vitamin deficiency. So they ask you to stick out your tongue. The Bible declares that a person's speech demonstrates their spiritual maturity or immaturity. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 26. He puts it this way. He says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. If you can't control your tongue, he says, because you're not mature yet. You don't know what to say, when to say it, and how it should be said. Either because you're not telling the truth or you're not telling the truth in the right way. And it speaks, he says, to your spiritual immaturity. He says that we are to be engaged with one another because he says this happens by that which every joint supplies, that is, every Christian is to participate in ministering to others with the truth in an attitude of love. So it's not just about you hearing the truth. It's about you ministering with the truth. See, that's why you can't be a bedside Baptist or a mattress Methodist. Many people using COVID as an excuse to stay home think this is only about their benefit or blessing. It's not. It's about what kind of ministry are you offering to others. They treat the truth like going to the movies. They can watch the show on television, but if they want something special, they show up at the movie and get their popcorn and their Coke. Church is not a movie. It's a place of ministry. Do you know full service stations, you can't find them anymore. Everything is self-service right now. You got to get out your car and pump your own gas. Some of us who are old enough, remember, you used to have full service. They would put the gas in, they would wipe your windshield, they would check your oil, because it was full service. We're living in a day of self-service Christians. They want worship selfish, not worship service. Because they don't understand that the church is not just here so that you can be blessed, it's here so also you can be a blessing. And you'll see that worked out a little bit more. But the goal of it, the goal of my speaking to you and your speaking to one another is to speak truth with love. Because that is the only environment in which God will grow us. Let me say a word about this growing up, which is to be accomplished through speaking the truth in love. Maturity in the Bible means to become an adult Christian, no longer a baby Christian. And you become an adult Christian when your decision-making is consistently influenced by the word and the will of God. In other words, you are consistently deciding things from a spiritual rather than a secular perspective. Where God's point of view has been normalized in your decision-making. We don't do it perfectly, but we should be increasingly doing it consistently. So if you're consistently approaching decisions from a non-Christian point of view, it is because you lack spiritual discernment. And the spiritual perspective is not prioritized in the decisions being made. That is how you can practically know whether you are growing up. When our children are growing up, if they're maturing, they're able to make better decisions. They're able to choose better. What do you see with medicine? They put it up high up in the cabinet and they say what? Keep out of the grasp of children because they're not able to discern what they should take, what they should not take, how much of it they ought to take. You could put a shiny marble and a diamond next to a child and the child will gravitate to the shiny marble because they don't understand the value of the diamond. The problem is when adults gravitate to the shiny marble. Because they don't understand the value of the diamond. And far too many Christians do not understand the value of the spiritual. So they gravitate to the secular shiny. Because it's been polished up by the world to make it look more appealing, but it doesn't have the value of spiritual truth and spiritual decision making. So spiritual maturity has to do with decision making. And what God is after is that the thing that should define the church is that it is maturing. And one of the ways that that happens, he says, is speaking the truth in love. Now, in verse 11, he's talked about God giving leaders to lead in this. But verse 12, he says, is for the equipping of the saints for the work of service in the building up of the body of Christ. So the body of Christ is not just built up from the pulpit to the pew. It's built up from the pew to the pew. Amen. He says, by that which every joint supplies.
Dr. Evans will have more about our obligation to each other when he returns in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a brand new book he's just written called Kingdom Values. In it, Dr. Evans examines the character traits Jesus taught us to cultivate to help keep us immune from selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism. You'll learn to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV and our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations. So contact us today, let us know you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. Visit us today at tonyevans.org for details. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Whether you're facing a decision or a dilemma, it's smart to ask, what would Jesus do? But first you have to know what Jesus did and what God has to say about the situations you face. Well, if building your biblical foundation is your goal, the help you need is as close as your computer or mobile device, thanks to the Tony Evans Training Center. It's packed with online courses covering core concepts of the faith and in-depth scripture studies you can work through any time you want, at any pace you want. Along the way, you'll explore key teachings and learn how to apply them in real-world situations. There's lots of exclusive content from Tony to keep you interested and motivated, and an online forum where you can ask questions, get answers, and collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
When a person has cancer, that means they have rogue cells in their body. Cells that don't want to go with the program, which would be nice if they would leave. But these rogue cells want to go rogue and still be in the body. And then what these rogue cells do is accumulate and replicate themselves. So now you got a rogue lump coming from a rogue cell. And now that wouldn't even be so bad if they would just stay together, but then they metastasize and they want to take tours of the rest of your body. Now there's only one goal, and that is to do you in. A lot of churches have rogue members. These are cancerous people who don't want the truth, don't want to speak the truth, don't want to use the truth, but they want to accumulate cancerous influence in the body because the truth does not dominate. And so they will try to spread opinions and secular, non-Christian worldviews because they're not committed to the truth, or they're not committed to communicating the truth in the right way. He says we are to speak the truth in love if maturity is going to take place. And he says in verse 16, from whom the whole body being fitted together from that which every joint supplies. Colossians 1:28 says we are to present every member mature. So no member is to get away with not growing. You don't join the church for the preacher. You don't join the church for the music. Those are important. You join the church to grow. He says that you might grow up. That is where you grow in your ability to make spiritual decisions on a consistent basis. And if that's not happening, you're not growing, no matter how much you like the sermon and applaud the singers. Because if it hadn't changed decision-making, maturity has not occurred. Amen. If 21-year-olds are making 5-year-old decisions, they may have the age, but they don't have the maturity. Because their ability to make decisions based on the right criteria is missing. So we are to speak the truth. What is truth? An absolute standard by which reality is measured, or to put it more commonly, God's view on any subject. Amen. On any subject, that's the truth. Doesn't matter how many people don't agree with it, how many people don't like it. It doesn't even matter how you feel about it. Once God says it, that is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that is to dominate the environment of God's people who are operating from God's perspective and worldview. So this brings up the matter of the tongue, because that's how we speak. We speak the truth because God uses the tongue as a measuring stick of how you are growing. James chapter 3, verse 2. Let me read it to you. He says this: "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect, that is, mature man, able to bridle the whole body as well." In other words, if you want to see how the rest of you is doing, look at how your mouth is doing. Because he says your mouth is a gauge of how messed up or how grown up the rest of you happens to be. That is, if you're still cussing as much now as you did a year ago, if you're still as profane now as you used to be 3 years ago, that means not only have you not grown in your speech, there are other parts of your body that's messed up too. Amen. There are other parts of your life that's messed up too, because he says the tongue is the indicator of what the rest of you looks like. Amen. So people who have not learned to manage their speech have other management issues in their lives. Amen. That is showing up in their speech. He calls it in Ephesians 5 verse 4, filthy talk or joking that seeks to hurt people. So that would bring in profanity. That would bring in all manner of speech that is inconsistent with the character of God. And so he says that's an indicator of something much deeper. Reminds me of the little girl was talking to her father, who was a pastor. And she used the word darn. And he didn't like that, using that word. So he said, "Look, I will give you 10 cents if you never use darn again." She said, "Well, I know some words worth a dollar." We live in a world of putrid speech, of hateful communication. That's right. Look at some of the things that people are saying about one another and to one another on social media. And Christians are getting caught up in this too. And as we get caught up in it too, it not only shows our lack of maturity, it explains our lack of impact. That's right. Look at what he says in Ephesians 4, verse 29. "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification," that means to build up, "according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." How do you make the Holy Spirit sad? He says, by unwholesome words. Words designed to hurt and destroy, not heal and help. Amen. Speak the truth in love. He says that is to be our orientation. Proverbs 10 verse 11 says that the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. I mean, we all know words carry weight. We listen to politicians speak and they affect whether we agree or don't agree with the policy, whether we want to vote for them or not. Trust me, Words matter. If you go to work tomorrow, next week, and your boss says the word fired, it mattered. If you're in a courtroom and the judge says innocent, those words matter versus guilty. So our communication is absolutely critical. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says that our communication should bring help and encouragement and admonishment to people. So the first thing we need to do is speak the truth. We've got to speak the truth. That means people should be hearing from us God's point of view. Now, I'm not talking about turning every conversation into a sermon. What I am talking about is when we are giving our perspective, it should derive from a God-centered point of view, not a world-centered point of view. We shouldn't be agreeing with the world when the world is disagreeing with God. We are not to let sympathy cancel the truth. And what we're doing now is we're being shamed into agreeing with lies. They say that they'll call you names. They'll call you different names because, you know, that's hate speech. That's what, not because you're a hater, but because they don't like the truth. And so what we do is we get shamed into backing away from the truth to keep friends. Shamed into backing away the truth to stay popular. Shamed into backing away from the truth not to be rejected. Now, it shouldn't be the style, the love part, I'll talk about that in a moment, but you should never back away from the truth for acceptance. Let God be true and every man a liar. We are people of the truth. You are to speak the truth. God's perspective on a matter. And you are to speak it. Other Christians should hear from you the truth. The truth doesn't just come, and it should come from the pulpit, but it comes from believer to believer, saint to saint. That's what you do. That's how we encourage one another. That's why you got all these one another's in scripture. Build up one another, care for one another, connect with one another, share with one another, welcome one another, greet one another. You got all these one another's because growth happens in horizontal relationships, not just in vertical ones. So God wants you to be part of a church so that you can be spoken to and so that you can speak. But you do it with the truth. That ought to be the standard by which we communicate.
Dr. Tony Evans with an important message on the role we each play in building up one another with truth and love. Now, today's lesson is part of his brand new teaching series called Returning to the Truth, a look at real-world values that can help keep you steady and strong in the midst of a crumbling and confused culture. These 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download are yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. And remember, as a bonus, it'll come to you along with Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. This special double offer won't be around for long, so be sure to contact us right away before time runs out. We are also celebrating the 41st anniversary of our ministry by offering a 41% discount on most of the items in our extensive library of audio, video, and print resources. So there's no better time than right now to click your way to tonyevans.org or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. The truth will set us free, but it can also be used as a weapon to hurt those we claim to love the most. On Monday, Dr. Evans will tell us how to keep that from happening when he explores the appropriate motivation for communicating the truth to those around us. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.